Good afternoon. I'd like to call this meeting of the Conference Committee on the Operating and Mental Health Appropriation Bills, House Bill 57 and House Bill 59, to order. It's 12:17 on Saturday, June 10th, 2017. Members present are Senator Lyman Hoffman, Vice Chair, Senator Ann McKinnon, Senator Donnie Olson, Representative Neil Foster, Representative Lance Pruitt, myself, Paul Seaton, Chair. And on today's agenda, I'd like to, before I do that, I'd like to recognize that David Teal, Director of Legislative Finance Division, has joined us at the table. And today we will be addressing open items in House Bill 5759 based on the motion sheets distributed to members earlier today and dated June 10th on the Departments of Health and Social Services, Natural Resources, Public Safety, University of Alaska, language items, labor agreements, and mental health capital projects. The committee is taking actions on all items applicable to House Bill 59, the mental health bill, and plans to finalize the conference committee report on HB 59 today. Mental health items will include wordage that isn't strictly mental health, since wordage applicable to a department appropriation or allocation in HB 59 is duplicated into the mental health bill if those same departments' appropriations or allocations have appropriations in the mental health bill. So some non-mental health items will also be taken up. So under the Department of Health and Social Services, Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the conference committee adopt the following in the Department of Health and Social Services budget. Item 1, House. Item 2, Senate. Item 3 through 8, we leave open. Item 9, House. Item 10, leave open. Item 11, House. Item 12 through 21, leave open. Item 22, House. Item 23, Senate. Item 24, Senate plus $262,000 for a revised total of a minus $200,000. Item 25 through 30 open.
And hearing no objection, this motion passes. This action closes items 1, 2, 9, 11, 22, 23, and 24 in the Department of Health and Social Services, leaving all other items open. Under the Department of Natural Resources, Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move this. The conference committee adopt the following items in the Department of Natural Resources budget. Item 1, Senate minus $33,900 for a revised total of $101,800. This funds the position at 75% of the, in recognition that the position won't be filled until July 1. Item 2, the House. Item 3, the House. Item 4, leave open. Item 5, House as a one-time increment.
Hearing no objection, this motion passes. This action closes item 1, 2, 3, and 5 in the Department of Natural Resources budget, leaving item number 4 open. The Department of Public Safety, Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the conference committee adopt the following items in the Department of Public Safety. Item 8, Senate. Item 15, Senate. Item 16, House. Item 17, Senate. And item 18, House.
And I'm going to object for an explanation. Mr. Teal, would you provide an update on item number 18?
Mr. Chairman, item 18 is associated with a planned transfer of 4 revenue investigators to the Department of Public Safety. Because it appeared at one time that those revenue investigators would be carrying weapons, and Some felt that they should be located in the Department of Public Safety. The item was left open yesterday when we, Legislative Finance, learned that transfer may not occur because of an agreement between the two departments. And I don't know if you have a letter from Dan DiPartolo in front of you, but I can quote from it for those of the audience who I don't believe do have it. It says, recently the Division of Personnel completed an investigator study where only positions classified as special investigators will be allowed to carry weapons. None of Revenue's investigative employees receive that designation. So the letter also states that the Departments of Public Safety and Revenue agreed that because the Revenue investigators will not be carrying weapons, there was no need to move them to Department of Public Safety, as was approved by both House and Senate. So the House position on that would have removed the interagency receipts that Revenue would have transferred to fund those positions. So given the situation, the logical or recommended position would be to take the House, which removes the interagency funds from the Department of Public Safety, on the grounds that the transfer is not occurring anyway, and if by some chance there's a change in that agreement, those IA receipts can be transferred in an unbudgeted reimbursable services agreement.
Thank you, Ms. Deal. I withdraw my objection. Hearing no other objection, this motion passes, and this action closes the conferenceable items in the Department of Public Safety. University of Alaska, Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the conference committee adopt the items in the Department of Public Safety's budget. Item one, Senate.
Senator Hoffman.
I mean, university's budget.
Thank you. Senator Hoffman.
On the university's budget. Item one, Senate. Item two, House. Item three, open.
Hearing no objection, this motion passes. This action closes items one and two in the University of Alaska, leaving open item number three. Looking at language items, Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the conference committee adopt the following the language section, item one, Senate.
Object.
I withdraw that motion. Item two, Senate. Item three, Senate. And item four, open.
Representative Pruitt, would you like to speak to your objection to item number one? Or I guess before I go forward, since there was no objection to item two, three, and four, those have been adopted.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Hoffman, item one.
Item one has been moved. Would you like to speak to your objection?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. This was an issue that was brought forward to us by one of our caucus members that was accepted by the House. Through her investigation and the time that she spent, she had come across that there was a substantial amount of money that was being used on specialty memberships. The argument that she had used and was that at this time, maybe that's something to reevaluate. Of course, at this point, the House had actually accepted that thought process that it might be something at least current for now. Maybe later we could change that, but that we should reconsider funding some of these specialty memberships. And that is why I have objected. I believe it's I'm going to have to go back a little ways, but I think it was somewhere in the $2 million numbers that she had estimated. I may be wrong on that. I don't want anyone to quote me on that. That's going back a ways, and I was not did not hear that directly from the member this morning. So with that, objection remains.
You said you maintain.
It remains.
Okay. Thank you. Would you call, Madam Secretary? Would you call roll?
Senator McKinnon.
Yes.
Representative Foster.
Yes.
Senator Olson.
Yes.
Representative Pruitt.
No.
Senator Hoffman.
Yes.
Representative Eaton?
Yes.
Senate, 3 yeas, 0 nays. House, 2 yeas, 1 nay.
So with a vote of 3 in the Senate and 2 in the House, item 1 has been adopted, and I would like to correct my statement on the adoption on the previous motion that was items 2 and 3. Item 4 was left open, so items 2 and 3 were adopted in the previous motion. We now have the Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the conference committee add and adopt new item 5 in language.
And I'll object for an explanation of the language. Mr. Keel?
Mr. Chairman, this item is essentially, I guess you could call it backstop language. The recidivism fund is comprised of marijuana taxes, and those tax receipts are not keeping pace with expectations. There's a distinct possibility that the amount of recidivism reduction funds that were appropriated won't be available. So this language says if they're insufficient, they will be backstopped with general funds. And it goes on further to say that if we do use general funds and then tax receipts are sufficient, that the general fund will be reimbursed from the recidivism fund.
Thank you. I'll remove my objection. Is there a further objection? Hearing none, language item 5 is adopted. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the conference committee add and adopt new item 1, 2, and 3 in labor agreements.
And I'll object for the purposes of explanation. Senator Hoffman, would you like to explain that? Or Mr. Teal, would you explain?
Mr. Chairman, on the labor agreements, they're typically... Typically, the conference committee adopts labor agreements because they're finished after the House and Senate finish their business, and I would say this is normal procedure for the conference. The University of Alaska has added bargaining units since then, and even though there is no mental health funding for some of these agreements, we typically print the labor agreements or the language that says they're accepted goes in both mental health and regular operating bills.
Okay, thank you. I'll remove my objection. Is there a further objection? Representative Pruitt.
Yeah, objection now. Also a question for Mr. Teal. That's okay, Mr. Chair. On number one, the clarification on particularly on number one, it says that none of these contracts had budgeted increases requested. Can you speak to, while they may not be increased this year, do they include increases in outgoing fiscal years?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Pruitt, I do not know that. I believe that most of the things are zero, but I can't guarantee that.
There any further question?
Mr. Chairman, I do believe that in item 3, with the public safety agreement, the agreement covers FY18 through FY20. FY18 base salary will be increased by 6%. This increase will begin to close the gap between the Department of Public Safety and other law enforcement agencies, although the Department of Public Safety will still be paid less than Anchorage or comparable to Washington state agencies. It would believe that the wages are at the lower end and will allow the department to close the gap on the hiring of public safety officers that have a vacancy rate of close to 10%.
Thank you. I'll remove my objection.
Well, Mr. Chair.
Representative Pruitt.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was fairly clear on number two and number three, that those are both increases. Wasn't for sure about number one. Since they have all been moved as one, I will maintain the objection, but if it's okay, I'll continue. I'll delve a little deeper into the objection, Mr. Chair. Recognizing that there is an increase, I think yesterday I had a discussion on the fact that we have not frozen pay in a time when we are looking at a challenging time frame. I understand that the city of Anchorage has increased and that we are challenged, especially when it comes to public safety employees, because of the precedent that's been set with Anchorage or looking and comparing to other places that people go to work. The 7% increase that was done there in Anchorage, though, if I recall, there was a conversation this winter when that was done, a little bit after that was done, where the mayor of Anchorage said that the citizens of Anchorage were going to have to choose between police or between snow removal. And I think that that is a concern that we're going to have to address at some point in time. Are we going to have to start choosing between specific areas? And the 6% increase, I think, in a time of substantial challenge for us is maybe something that might be a little more than maybe we should be moving forward with. That is not to say that our people do not deserve it, but deserving and having the means to be able to pay for it at this particular time happen to be two different discussions. Now, I will recognize that the second one, the number two, which is for Avtex, so I'm not just choosing to...
Senator McKinnon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On the first point of public safety, I just want the people of Alaska to understand that we are facing a 10% or up to 10% vacancy rate. The co-chairman and I of the Senate met with the chief of staff of the governor of the state of Alaska, and this is not a 6% increase for everyone. This is a rebalancing of the pay scale for the troopers, our public safety, to pull up those that are entering into the process. Some folks in this particular contract will receive little to no increase, and we will have created a new top. So it's the balancing effort that the co-chairman spoke of previously. So I don't want Alaskans to think that there is a 6% increase. There is a dollar value. I will absolutely respect the representative who points out, can we afford this? The following years are 0-0. So this is a total rebalancing, and it is not just the city of Anchorage that is the competition for the state of Alaska in regards to retention or to recruitment. Our understanding is that other states, specifically in the Seattle area, more even specifically than that, King County is actively recruiting in the state of Alaska because we are training our troopers very well as our public safety officers, and they are being stolen from us at the early ages after we've invested the training. Identify these good people to protect the people of Alaska from a state perspective. Anchorage is either luring them to their neighborhoods or King County, at least that's what we were told, is luring them, and that we are just non-competitive in the first 5 years of our public safety enforcement. So just I absolutely agree that we have to make a decision whether we can compete with a 6% increase. I give that to the representative, but that is not what this contract does. This is a rebalancing of the lower end to try to make sure that we can compete and retain our investment through the law enforcement training that we do. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator McKinn.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Hoffman.
And I might add that at the crux of it all is public safety for all Alaskans. Everyone knows that crime has risen in the state of Alaska, and I would say that part of that may be attributed to the fact that we have not been able to recruit the public safety officers that we have been budgeting for because of the pay scale. And with this adjustment, I believe the pay scale will tip the balance, which will potentially achieve our hiring of new officers, which could potentially reverse the crime rates in the state of Alaska and make Alaska citizens more protected.
Thank you, Senator Hoffman. Representative Pruitt?
Yeah, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to say I very much appreciate the senator's continuing the conversation, because you're exactly right. I completely agree that I was trying not to get into too much in depth on the contracts, but you are correct, and that was very appropriate to make sure that we pointed out, and I do appreciate highlighting that this is a 6% overall. I would say that I 100% agree in the public safety, and I want to make sure that it's very clear my caucus is very passionate about public safety. Now, personally, I would probably have a disagreement that I think that we also have taken some of the tools away from some of our law enforcement personnel, but that's a discussion about other bills that we probably need to continue on that does not have to do with this. But we can hire them as many cops or troopers out there, but if they don't have the tools to be able to do the job, then they will be challenged in being able to continue to keep the safety of the people of Alaska. And from my perspective in my district, that is a very, very big issue.
Representative Pruitt, we're talking about the budgetary item. I don't want to get too much in philosophy at this point. So do you maintain your objection?
I will maintain my objection. Now, I didn't speak to the vocational, but it's in the same vein. I want to make sure that everyone understands this is not singling out public safety, that it's concern about growth at a time when we don't have the money. And I want to make that a very clear distinction. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Briefities. We'll come back to order. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to say that we are, all of us know we are in tough financial times at this time in our history. Both Senator McKinnon and I had concerns about the 6% increase, particularly because that was the largest sum that was in these contracts. And we went ahead and did additional research, discussed this with our Senate President, addressed this with our leadership. But in the end, we came to the conclusion that public safety, and along with a lot of other things, continue to need to be funded, and public safety of the citizens of the state of Alaska needed to be addressed. And in order to do that, we needed the finances to recruit additional officers to provide that public safety, and that is why we came to the decision to support this contract. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Hoffman. Senator McKinnon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate Co-Chairman Hoffman's comments and mirror those. We just want to make sure the people of Alaska know that we're working hard to run down the numbers on all of these contracts that are coming before us. We are considering whether we should accept what the administration is negotiating or whether we should reject them and send them back to the bargaining table. Chairman, Representative Seaton, as far as the university budget goes, that's a zero. We've been informed that it will not have an effect on a future budget, and that if there is an effect, those effects will be absorbed. So we just checked with the University of Alaska on that particular contract that's before us. In addition, on AvTech, $10,000 is already embedded in the budget for that increase, so we anticipate no future increases in their regular operating. So I would just be reflective and say that the Senate leadership several years ago, I can't remember, I believe it was 2015, sent a letter to this administration asking for zero increases on contracts. And Commissioner Fisher has been keeping us advised as to the challenges of doing that. But there should be there is no hesitation from this member of this conference committee that we anticipate zeros from any bargaining unit at this time where Alaska is facing huge revenue shortfalls, and that we appreciate those unions and bargaining units that are coming to the table in understanding what is happening. And so the reflection of what's happening in public safety is very unique, and it should not be seen as a precedent for anything. This is a recalibration because of the public safety issues that Alaska is facing, and our acknowledgement that retention and recruitment has been difficult over the last 3 years. And so I expect Commissioner Fisher to continue to bargain hard based on the letter sent from Senate Finance that zero is the acceptable number, if not having employees participate a little bit more as we see those health care costs increase. But we are doing everything we can to keep the state of Alaska in a safe position and our budget floating a little bit higher than it has in the past. And that means that we have to accommodate reductions in the budgets that are before us. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. And so the objection is maintained. And the Secretary call the roll.
Representative Pruitt.
No.
Senator Olson.
Yes.
Representative Foster.
Yes.
Senator McKinnon.
Yes.
Representative Seaton.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman.
Yes.
House total 2 yeas, 1 nay. Senate total 3 yeas.
So with a vote of three in the Senate in favor and two in the House in favor, this action has been approved. And that closes the labor agreements. We are now to the mental health capital budget. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the conference committee adopt the following of the mental health capital budget. Item one. Senate. Item 2, House, and change funding code from 1139 Alaska Housing Finance Corporation dividend to fund code 1037 General Fund Mental Health. Item 3, House. Item 4, House. Item 5, Senate for both funding sources.
Hearing no objection, this motion passes, and this action closes the conference of items in the mental health capital budget. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that we give legislative finance and legislative legal services the ability to make technical and conforming adjustments to the conference committee substitute for House Bill 59.
Hearing no objection, the motion passes. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the conference committee report out conference committee substitute for House Bill 59 with individual recommendations.
Is there an objection? Hearing no objection, this motion passes. And we will take a brief at ease while we sign the report. Like to bring us back in order and future conference committee meetings as soon as we determine the date, time, and subject matter of our next meeting that will be noticed on basis. Is there any other business or questions or comments from the members? Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move we stand adjourned.
And without objection, we are adjourned.